1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.
On Manx Radio. So you're listening to 1 to 3 with me, Christy D. But I'm not alone, as Olive once sang. I'm joined in the studio by Jew and Christian from I'll Listen. And we've got John Kagan from Ireland Escapes here. Jew and Tough Mucker is almost here. And there's some changes this year.
Yes, there are. There's a new site down just off. For those who remember where it was last year, you had the Slock Roundabout. You'll go straight past that, just into Belfessin, take the right, and it's on a bit of Russian called Kronkhana. So well, the fields on the left, it's in between Kronkhana Road and Rowney Golf Course. It's a wonderful site. It's given to us from the Radcliffe family to use for the day via Dew and Hargreaves at Caldairy. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Does that mean it's given you more opportunity for some interesting obstacles and different stuff then?
Yes, it's given us you know what it has really given us an opportunity for is to have a bit more of a spectator-friendly event. So there's a lot more in one space. There are going to be some really good things if we manage to pull them off. You also get to scale an ancient castle, which not many people are really going to be able to say that they've done that.
Where's there a castle in that?
So there's a big mound there called Fairy Hill that they once thought.
Oh, yes, of course.
But it's called Cronkhow Moor. It was built by, it's a modern Bailey castle built by Magnus Barelegs.
The Viking Magnus Barelegs.
So when he came into Port Erin. Lots of new things, new location, out towards Fleshwick and up past a Thalton called Ballygale. And then from there you hit the land boundary where you can actually go off and do the Letna Benya loop, or you will come straight back down on the other side, closer to the Slock, and you'll come back down through the ditches. Now, I met Gareth Farger to talk about ditches the other day, and it's going to be absolutely insane. We've had to get a bigger digger.
Oh,
is that serious?
If it's not raining, are you going to fill it with water just so it makes it
more fun? There's a little stream that he found.
Yeah.
So last year he dug a channel and they filled up and they were free-flowing, so there's going to be plenty of ush there.
Because I have to say, because we were down there last year and it was fantastic watching people run through the mud and coming out sort of just absolutely dirt covered and with massive smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
It's half the fun, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think you would see some great footage of people just bombing into the water, sliding, falling, just not being able to get out and just not wanting to get out. I don't know what, must be something in that mud down there. But yeah, the ditches were definitely something to look out for last year, and they're going to be even better this year.
Definitely. Well, John Kagan, it's lovely to have you back with us. Welcome back. You've gotten back on board with this as well, and I can't help but think that one of the reasons that you support this is because it's full of adventure, full of fun. It's celebrating the great Manx outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those great events, really, and the Isle of Man is just that perfect outdoor adventure playground, really. And it's something, adventure is a massive part of my life, and it has been for many years. And I think when I first started chatting to Duren about this, I couldn't help get a bit excited myself about what he was trying to do, and utilising the Great Manx landscape as well, the Carnhens and Liatna Benya, where the event's taking place. It's kind of right on my doorstep, so it was a pretty easy sell, wasn't it, really?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
And of course, it's great as well. Like, one of the things I really like about adventures and challenge is kind of the way that it puts and takes you out of your comfort zone, and actually that's, you grow basically as a person from that. And for me, running a business, I think doing all of this kind of adventure and the challenges on aside from that only makes like the business life a bit kind of easier, really. Mm-hmm. Because you feel comfortable, you've been pushed out of your comfort zone many times before. When you then are faced with quite a tricky decision to make, you're more likely to be able to tackle that in a better way. And I think adventure should be something that's part of everybody's life, and it's only by putting yourself into some difficult situations do you actually grow. And I think this event is great for that, because it's accessible as well. So everything from like the junior side of things, because there's a junior tour for Mocha right through to adults as well. There's a different level of challenge for every different type of person.
And of course, as well, I mean, you're talking about it being great for your business head and sort of to sort that out. But also, obviously, this is fundraising for Isle Listen. It's also brilliant for your mental health in general, getting outdoors and doing this sort of thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's and that's exactly why it fits so well with Isle Listen, because the stretching yourself and pushing yourself in the outdoors is good for your own mental well-being, and that's becoming more and more well recognized. And Isle Listen, you know, it makes sense for them to run an event like this, which pushes people, and it's all about kind of resilience, isn't it?
Absolutely. Speaking of, I should say thanks for rushing here from having just been out with the Coast Guard.
I was just not doing anything great rescues wise this morning, but I just had just a meeting about various other things, including providing some safety cover for the Sea Dip that our listeners are running.
Sea Dip fast approaching as well. Yes, so okay, we've talked about the new location then, Dewan, which is Cronkhonor, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Cronkhonor is the name of the road, but yeah, different maps will tell you a different name for that road. You know how it is.
Well, speaking of maps, you've got some very useful maps that people can download, haven't you?
Yeah, sometimes has been put into them. We do love a good map. It's nice. We wanted to highlight that there are some new things on there. Hopefully people will be able to find it, but we do know that sometimes people don't open emails. So if you have registered, open the email, have a look at any information that we give you, because there's all sorts of safety stuff on there, but there's all sorts of fun stuff, you know, so yeah, a lot of time put
in. And if you've not yet registered, you still can, but you need to be quick, don't you?
Yeah, you do. So the late fee will be getting added on Friday, and t-shirts, which John is beautifully modelling here, are on sale this week with your registration. Due to the demand and stock, they're only limited, so you've got till, I think, Friday to grab one.
And it's there's beanie hats and everything, isn't there, as well, merch-wise? Yeah, there's all kinds of good merch.
The hats are great.
Brand new Tough Mocha hats, they are good, those beanies.
Yeah, so there's all sorts to look at. If you look at the Facebook page, I'm just scrolling down it here, and there's so much on there, which is super interesting stuff on there as well, that you do make a point of saying, leave your dogs at home, because, of course, it is an outdoor event, so people are thinking, oh, bring your dogs, but they could get in the way, couldn't
well,
they?
Well, yeah, it's just one less thing for everybody to think about. A loose dog does happen. Last thing we want is calling the Coast Guard because of a loose dog pushing someone off the car and like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. All right then, so for those that have registered or those thinking of registering, what should they be doing by way of training? Because they've got a few weeks. What can they do to get themselves ready for Tough Mocha?
It's designed to be accessible, like John said. A sensible level of fitness is, you know, probably warranted, but what we do find is, because there's two lengths of courses, the 8 and the 14, and I know that they've gone up in the last couple of years. If you walk, you walk. If you feel that you get to an obstacle and it's out of your reach, what'll either happen is someone will get you over it, get you through it, or you have a go and you think, maybe next year, and you go around it. And, you know, I think the last 2 years, what I found, especially with some of the people that I knew doing it, there were people running around that course that I've never seen run before in my life, and I've known them for nearly 40 years. And it was really emotional to see some people getting out of their comfort zone, showing a great bit of resilience, probably being dragged along by their friends or being dragged along by me, and they got there and they ended up exceeding everything that they thought they would do. And that's the whole point of it. It's as hard as you make it. If you want to charge out of the gates and absolutely ruin yourself, do it. But if you're there for the crack, just go with your mates, hang out, get muddy, get wet, and raise some money.
Because you can sign up as a group as well, can't you?
Yeah, you can sign up as a team of three. There are rules. If you sign up as a team of three, you have to finish as a three. Your time and your position will be dictated by the last person over the line. You'd be absolutely amazed at how many people didn't quite understand that. So, and if you sign up for one length, you need to be sure that you keep on to that this year. So, and it's the course has changed. So it's a loop rather than a circle. So there's going to be no clashing. It's going to be a lot more straightforward this year. We've worked really hard on eliminating any of the things that cues.
The little niggles.
Niggles. So hopefully this year we'll be absolutely flying. And John's team, he'll be helping us in the build in the next couple of weeks, along with the farmers, landowners, Paul Castain and Nicky Ennett and everybody in Gareth. So, and Ryan Downey. So
and are you actually going to do it this year, John? Are you going to take part?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. And hopefully some of my team as well. And as Jim was saying, like a couple of the team were a bit reluctant last year and you know, found it quite a challenge. And then afterwards, like a few hours later, they thanked me for encouragement at the time. I don't think they
Well, the weather was pretty demanding
last
year.
Yeah, it was.
Couldn't see anything.
But then that added to it.
Yeah,
just coming out of the mist.
And that's the thing with October. You don't know what you're going to get.
Look at the wind. Look at
it. It could be beautiful because it's early October. It could be lovely.
Or it could be like last year.
It could be like lashing down.
Yeah. But it's half the fun. Well, it is Sunday the 5th of October, as you're saying. But get your entries in this week. You go to Tough Mucker. There is a Facebook page expressly for Tough Mucker. But if you go to ilisten.im, you'll get all the details there. John, why should people sign up?
I think it's just a good, fun community event, really. That's going to push you. It's great to do with your friends as well. There was a great atmosphere last year with everybody was just out to have a good time and help each other. You can also add a fiver onto your entry and you're going to go into a draw to win £1,000 Island Escapes voucher. So that's worth it in itself.
Yes, it
and
is.
You'll be able to enter that draw on the day as well. So any family and friends who might be turning up to watch can purchase a ticket to get into that draw. So.
Fantastic. Well, as ever, it's a brilliant event. I can't wait to see how everyone gets on. You have the task now of picking a piece of music, John. You Juwan said it's all right. John can do it. And I wanted you to pick a piece of music because Juwan always picks Sam Fender. What have you picked, John?
I'm going to go with Sam Fender as well. So.
Thanks, mate.
Wasn't
appreciate
even
that.
Planned.
It's all right. He's a brilliant artist. I'll let you have it.
I think we'll go with a different one this time.
I think that's sensible, John.
Yeah, well, this is People Watching, which is what we will be doing on Sunday, the 5th of October.
Hey!
Watching everyone go running around the Tough Muck. Of course, the muckier, the better. We love it. Thanks, guys.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the flavour of your afternoon. Thanks to Smash and Fry, Duke Street, Douglas. Open 12 till 10 daily.